Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I'm so glad you're listening to this podcast today, and my prayer is that you will be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Sit back now with a cup of tea or your favorite coffee and listen to what the Lord has to say to us today. Today's podcast is titled, These Are the Times That Will Try Men's Souls, a Time for Directional Adjustment. My heart aches and yes, even trembles a bit at the broad measure of deception that has a huge increase in these difficult days. Spirits that imitate the voice of our Savior are cloaking themselves as angels of light and also come masquerading as the voice of the Holy Spirit in order to distract and lure believers away slowly from sound convictions, godly warnings, and above all, the still small voice. The Bible tells us that deception, doctrines of demons, and false prophets will increase. The Spirit has spoken expressly that in the latter times some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Well, it feels as if those days are upon us, and though we might try to withdraw or hide, we cannot escape them. We must overcome in the midst of them, for this is the will of God concerning us. Strange as it may seem, the danger today is greater for the passionate Christian than for the lukewarm and the self-satisfied. A.W. Tozer said, "The seeker after God's best things is eager to hear anyone who offers a way by which he can obtain them." The type of person Mr. Tozer is speaking about longs for some new experience, some superior view of truth, some operation of the Spirit that will raise him or her above the dead level of religious bumpiness they see all around them. And for this reason, these people are ready to lean a concerned ear towards the new and the amazing in faith. First and foremost, if it is presented by someone with an attractive personality and a reputation for enhanced saintliness. However, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of his sheep, has not left his flock to the ruthlessness of the wolves. He has given us the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit, and yes, the natural ability of common sense watching. And he expects us to apply ourselves to their help all the time. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, Paul said, "Prove all things and hold on, hold fast to that which is good." In 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try, test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And in Matthew 7:15, it says, "Beware of false prophets, the Lord said this, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." It's a time for a directional adjustment in the body of Christ. Yes, we are in much need of a directional adjustment as believers right now, as the world turns itself upside down with malice, dictatorships, and political posturing. We need to be certain that nothing of the world and its behaviors are hidden in our own hearts. We must hear that magnetic, pulling voice of the Holy Spirit and obey it without turning left or right. Deuteronomy 5:32 says this, "So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left." Nothing that comes from God will minister to our pride or self-centeredness. Nothing. If we are tempted to be conceited and to feel superior, we have had an incredible vision or a radical spiritual experience, or if we feel extraordinarily more well-informed or gifted with educational pursuits and feel the need to inflict our superiorness upon others, we should fall immediately to our knees and repent of the ugly and fleshly self-serving thing. We have fallen and have been duped by the arrogant and self-deceived enemy of our souls, Lucifer. 1 John 2:16 says, "For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world." Are you looking for continual safety and help? Well, when we walk in the way of surrender and tenderness with our ears tuned in towards the frequency of the still small voice of God, we actually walk in a safe haven or overshadowing safety of the presence of God. Training our spiritual ears to hear the voice of the Father creates and provides a lifetime guarantee of knowing when the storms or troubles will arise, as well as intense persecution. There is a promise for direction from a place of divine protection and direction when it's needed. Psalm 16:9 says, "Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices, and my body also will rest secure." You know, rest and waiting is crucial. The man or woman with an honest heart will find no difficulty here. It is the hardest thing the mind and body have to do. Learning to rest and wait when the world is screaming at a fevered pitch, "What are we going to do now?" is a hard-learned yet reachable discipline if we will lean into it and ask for God's help. Yes, only He can train us in this discipline of rest and waiting, and our flesh will never give in to it willingly. Hear and then heed the voice of God calling you to enter into His rest. It is a place of pleasant minimalism and uncluttered guidelines. His presence silences all the noise of the day and the noise of the head. Any real work of God in our heart will tend to make us unable to enjoy the world's fellowship. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." You know, it can be declared clearly that any spirit that allows give and take with the world is a deceiving spirit. God's presence is a place of safety for the weary. Dear child of God, there is no judgment or shame there. It is a restful place of learning to take up an easy yoke and a light burden. Perhaps right now, as you read this or listen to this, you might need to get away from constant music in headphones or speakers. Get away from the ringtones on your new awesome phone with all of those cool new apps and enter into the safe haven of God. Lay down the weight of worry and frustration. The anger at life all bottled up in rage and gloom. All you need to take with you into the place of refuge is a willing and listening heart, ready to trust the divine protector and provider. Father, in Psalm 33:22, your word says, "May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you." I'd like you to now sit back and listen to a prophetic song of the Lord. It was spontaneously played and sung, and then we went back in and put in the sounds that I heard while I was singing the song. Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord lets me hear a full version symphonically or orchestrally, and of course I can't play that and sing that all at once. So this is simply done by the Spirit of God. It's not perfect as far as there'll be a few vocal inflections where maybe I was ready to cry or deeply touched. But the scriptures that speak from this song and the words talk about the Lord being the captain of our soul. And though we might not see Him or feel Him, He is still there in the heavenly realm watching out over us. Now I encourage you to sit back and listen and be blessed in Jesus' name.
There is a river of life. Captain of the sea, Captain of